This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics, and you can subscribe to Tiger Cast and get all podcasts from Princeton, including the new Tiger Lax Cast, a weekly lacrosse show, by searching Princeton Tigers on iTunes or your favorite podcast app and subscribing. On this week's show, we'll have Lindsay Temple, junior member of the women's swimming team, a reigning champion at the in the 200 back. She previews the Ivy League championships and talks about kind of this, you know, wild final year for head coach Susan Teeter. And then we'll talk to junior Kendall Ratter, member of the men's volleyball team. They had really a impressive start to their EIVA season, one of the youngest teams in the league. Started off 2-1 and actually had a match ball against nationally ranked Penn State. They'll play again this weekend. Talk a little bit more about both teams in a minute. First, let's look at the weekend ahead, another busy one. February always gets that way. Check goprincetontigers.com, follow on PU Tigers for updates throughout. We'll hit some of the big events. Tonight, Thursday night, wrestling heads to Ryder, looking to end a 15-match losing streak to Ryder. Princeton obviously finishing second in the Ivy League last weekend. Gave Cornell their best shot. Cornell won a couple of close matches, won in overtime to hold on to that title. But nice run by the Tigers. Friday, big events in hockey and basketball, as those league seasons are getting closer to the end. We'll look at home first. Women's ice hockey takes on Union. That's a 6 p.m. start. The women in position to get home ice in the playoffs with a nice weekend. On the road, both basketball teams will be at Yale. We'll start with the women's team taking on Yale at 5:30. And then the men in a big showdown on the Ivy Digital Network and ESPN3. That's an 8 o'clock game between Princeton and the reigning Ivy League champion Yale Bulldogs. Men's ice hockey coming off a terrific home weekend against Clarkson and St. Lawrence. They'll head to Rensselaer. Saturday, we have the start of a couple of spring seasons and obviously some big events in the winter. Women's lacrosse, they'll open their season at noon against Temple on Sherrod Field. And then that will be followed by the men's lacrosse team. They'll open against NJIT. Both of those will be on the Ivy League Digital Network. Women's ice hockey, their senior day, their final home regular season game, hopefully not their final home game of the year. That'll be a 3 o'clock game against Rensselaer. Men's hockey is at Union, one of the top teams in the nation. Both basketball teams will be at Brown, the women at 3:30, the men at 6, both on the Ivy League Digital Network. Men's volleyball taking on George Mason later that night. We'll talk about that. For our interview with Kendall Ratter, as I mentioned, check out goprincetontigers.com for complete schedule, complete details of everything that's coming on. As I mentioned, I mean, these February weekends, they get busy, they get hectic, there's a lot going on. Spring sports starting, but these fall, winter sports really getting down to the nitty-gritty, championship season starting. In the case of women's hockey, they'll be in the playoffs next weekend. Other teams already in the playoffs. So a lot going on and certainly a lot to talk about this month. All right, let's get to our interviews. We'll start with Lindsay Temple, junior on the women's swimming and diving team. Lindsay's the reigning Ivy League champion in the 200 back. That came last year at D'Annunzio Pool. This year, they head to Providence, actually already in the middle of their competition, or at the early stages of their competition, we should say. They started on Wednesday night for the first time in league history. Two relays, Princeton finished fourth and third, so they're currently in fourth place, but only through two events of 21. So, a tough day today in terms of, both Harvard and Yale have more swimmers going today. So for Princeton, it's kind of a case of just kind of staying in it, staying close, hopefully getting a good diving performance, and then try to make your big push over the weekend. As I mentioned, it's been, it's obviously been a tough few months. Princeton has had ups and downs in the season. They've also dealt, obviously, with you know, the retirement of head coach Susan Teter. And so, you know, it's been a grind, but I think this team has really come out of it really strong, really prepared for this weekend in terms of, you know, the grind of a now four-day meet. Now it's simply going to be a case of you know, can they put enough points together to really push Yale and Harvard? And it's you know, it's a big ask. It's a tough ask. And but it's one that I get the sense this team is really looking forward to seeing what they can do this weekend. As I mentioned, it's Wednesday through Saturday. Prelims Thursday, Friday, Saturday are at 11. Finals are at 6. You can watch them all live on the Ivy League Digital Network. And let's hear now from Lindsay Temple.
Lindsay, obviously it's been quite a year for you guys, and I want to go back actually to a year ago this week when you had Ivies at your place. I know, you know, obviously disappointing as a team to not win, but for you, experiencing your first individual Ivy title, what do you remember most from that night and that race, and what is that experience like, especially doing it, you know, at your home pool?
I think what I remember most is just seeing all my teammates, and past teammates, alumni, friends and family, like, cheering me on and just seeing how, excited everyone was. And, that's definitely like the thing that sticks out most in my mind, from that experience.
You know, your team, and this has kind of always been the way, you know, under Susan Teter, you're a team that doesn't necessarily try to peak two or three times during the year, and especially this year, you save it for this weekend. How much trust has to go into, you know, that between you and the coaching staff to know that, I mean, you know, if you look at top times during the year, there's a lot of other schools and not as many Princeton. How much of it is just trust that this is what we have to do, and it's worked in the past, and we just have to believe it'll work again?
You know, it's a lot of trust that goes into it. You really have to buy in to the idea that we're working hard all season. That way, we'll be the most prepared for this weekend out of any of the other teams going into the meet. And so I think it was definitely a little bit harder as a freshman, because you hadn't had that experience before. And one thing that does help is that all the upperclassmen, like, know what's going on, and kind of, like, reassure, like, the freshmen, like, it's going to be fine, don't worry. And even just looking at, like, past years, how everyone does, like, we all know it works. So, yeah, there is a little bit of trust. But I think after a few years of doing it, you get pretty confident and how it's going to work out.
Is it a different, I mean, you were just a freshman 2 years ago, and now, you know, you have a core of freshmen that really could make a big impact this week. Are you now on the other side kind of saying, look, you know, you'll be fine this week. You just have to, like you said, you just have to trust it.
Yeah. For sure. It makes me like think about how I felt my freshman year, and it makes me excited to see how they're going to do, because I know that they're going to crush it.
Let's start with Susan Teter. Obviously, you know, that was big news in December. One, you know, what has her impact been on you as much outside of the pool as inside of the pool? And then since then, has it felt any different, or is it just like a regular season?
Teter has definitely had an incredible impact on my life. She taught me like what it means to be a strong woman, and how to like face issues instead of just ignoring them. She always says, we're a team that like walks through issues. We don't pretend they don't exist. And so she's definitely had a huge impact on my life. Even at like outside of the pool, and like completely separate things, because Princeton is hard. And so she has definitely helped me through a lot of hardship, throughout my time here. And I definitely look up to her, She's a great role model. And this year, I guess it's always like been in the back of my mind that, you know, this is going to be the last year she's here with us, coaching us, guiding us. But, you know, she's always like, she keeps on saying, like, talking about the spring, even talking about next fall. So it almost feels like it's not going to be any different.
Right.
And I feel like it hasn't really hit yet. And I feel, yeah, because it's going to be around in the spring and stuff. It really hasn't felt any different this year.
You know, you mentioned the adversity you face, you know, as a Princeton student. And you know, let's face it, the last 3 months have had its fair share of it, you know, in and out of the pool. But Ivy's is such a grind anyway. And I've always felt like it's such a mental grind that do you feel like you couldn't be more prepared in that way, having gone through the last 3 or 4 months that, look, there's nothing that's going to come up over those 4 days that's going to rattle us.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that the past 3 months have shown how strong we are as a team, and it makes me confident in us and how we're going to do at this meet, because as you said, Ivy definitely is a mental grind, so it takes a lot of mental strength. And, you know, like, I guess it does stink, I guess, going through hardships and everything, but it does give you a sense of confidence, because, you know, like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So it definitely does make me feel confident in how strong we are as a team and how we're going to be able to handle this weekend, because I know that a lot of other teams haven't been tested as much as we have.
This year, they're doing the two relays on a Wednesday night. Have you talked much about that as a team? Do you have any idea of how that kind of impacts the overall weekend, or is it kind of one of those things you just have to wait and see, or do you think it just won't be that big a deal?
We have talked about it a little bit. I personally don't think it'll be too big of a deal. I think if anything, it's going to help us, because it will spread things out a little bit. And also we won't end up being there so late a couple nights at finals, because the 8-3 relay ends up taking a good chunk of time.
Right.
So I think it'll make the other sessions a little bit lighter, which will definitely help us. And also just, I think starting out the meet on, like, with some relays is a good way to get everyone pumped, because I know swimming, like, with a group of people definitely gets everyone a little more excited than individual races sometimes can. So I think it'll be a good thing to get our energy up right from the start.
Considering, you know, what these last 3 months have been like, is it almost a relief? Like, you must be pretty excited to get to Brown and for, you know, 4 days, you know, finals are done, everything is done in the past, and it's just about swimming. I mean, do you feel like this team has kind of craved this weekend, and now that it's here, I mean, you know you're going into it where you know Yale has won at each Ivy meet this season and Harvard's the defending champion, but do you feel like this is really a chance for us to just do what we love to do and see where we stand?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited. I know the rest of the team is definitely excited. I think always during this time of year, people get pretty excited because, like you said, like, done with finals, and we just have 4 days to just do what we love. So I think everyone's definitely, like, super pumped to head out to Brown today.
Now we'll talk to Kendall Ratter, a member of the men's volleyball team, which, as I mentioned in the beginning, really an impressive opening weekend to their season, or to their EIVA season, I should say. They hosted St. Francis, who was a reigning finalist in the league, and then Penn State, who's the, you know, won almost every one of the last EIVA titles over the last 20 years, except last year when they were upset by St. Francis, and then ultimately that title went to George Mason. And this is a young, inexperienced team and clearly had some struggles out in California. And all they did was come out, win a 5-set match against St. Francis, push Penn State to 5 sets, and then on Tuesday night win at NJIT, and really an impressive performance. And one of the leaders over those last 5 days has been Kendall Ratter. He's, you know, he started some as a freshman, kind of in and out, and had some strong performances over the first 2 years, but certainly nothing like he put forth last weekend. You know, 53 kills, a really high attack percentage. Another good match Tuesday night, and he's showing the consistency that you know, really could make him one of the top hitters in the East. He's always been a, you know, when he gets a good swing and when he's on, you know, he can put the ball down against anybody. It's been that consistent. It's been keeping the ball in play, and that's just been there. And with the serve and kind of a little improved all around game, he's really making himself one of the league's best players. And considering the highly touted youth on this team, and you, as you watch them grow, you know, him and Junior Ovo really give this team a real chance to be pretty interesting as it goes the rest of the season. Now, Saturday night will be a big match. They'll host George Mason at 7 p.m. And for Princeton, this is a chance now. You have four matches at home, and, you know, with a young team, you know, one of my concerns was, you know, maybe this team starts finding itself too late in the season, and then you have all these road matches, and that's a tough thing to do. If Princeton can start 3-1, maybe a little bit ahead of where I thought they'd be at this point, and then can find some road wins later on when they really start finding a chemistry, this becomes a really interesting season and a chance for this team to really do something in the EIVA. Now, we're obviously really early in the season, but the fact that there's this much excitement for Saturday night's match, I think, is a really good sign for Princeton. You can watch it on the Ivy League Digital Network, 7 p.m., and let's hear now from Kendall Ratter.
Kendall, it's been only a week since you guys were coming off that California trip, and, you know, I know you pushed UCLA, but you also had the 3-0 loss to Concordia, and I have to guess that there were at least some questions at that point of how ready was this team, you know, such a young team, how ready were you guys for EIVA play, but you didn't show it over the weekend. I mean, mentally, how did you go into the weekend? Did you really believe that, you know, you could do what you've done over the past 5 days?
I mean, yeah, going into the weekend, we definitely felt like we were in an underdog position from the games we had played earlier in the preseason. And I think that really kind of helped push us and to really fight against our first season opening games.
For you personally, I mean, you had a, you know, a pretty nice start to the season anyway, but you hadn't had, I mean, many Princeton players hadn't had a weekend like you had Friday and Saturday. Were you feeling something over the weekend? And at some point, were you even a little surprised at how much success you were having?
In a way, we were kind of, I remember, the Jonah May was kind of joking that he was like wondering how I was getting so much success down the line when a lot of teams normally block that. And like, I don't really know, it like might've been more than usual, but yeah, it definitely was just a good weekend.
I mean, you would
not much to say about that.
Yeah. You had started, you know, 2 years ago on a team that, you know, made it to the EIVA Final Four, and certainly you'd shown, you know, flashes over the first 2 years, but this consistency and level of success, I think is been what's been different. What did you focus on the most from the end of last season to this season that's kind of helped you just be a much more consistent and efficient hitter?
Probably one of the biggest things is to just always keep the ball in the court and try and minimize errors. Because whenever you hit the ball out or like hit the antenna or anything, it basically takes the pressure off the other team. Mm-hmm. So like as long as you're keeping the ball in the court and like hitting it hard, then the other team has to react to what you're doing. They have to make a play on it. And that's going to like greatly increase your success. So that's one of the things that I've found that's been helping me a lot.
You know, you mentioned Jonah a little earlier and you know, he suffers the early injury. So it took a little extra time to find the chemistry with him. But, you know, the lone senior on the court for you guys most of the time, I mean, when Kurt's not playing, how has he been this year with especially with guys like Parker and Greg and George? I mean, so many young guys on the court. you know, how has he been not only as a setter, but kind of leading the offense and kind of keeping guys composed and under control?
Yeah, Jonah's senior leadership has definitely been showing through this year. He's always pushing all the guys to like come in and get reps hitting off of him to make sure we're all connecting well. And that's been like showing with the improvement like we've been seeing in the freshmen. And on the court, he's always a very steady pace. He never like gets too worked up about anything. He tries to keep everyone calm and relaxed when we're in like a nervous spot. And yeah, that's just a testament to his kind of his leadership and his experience he's had on the team.
You know, coming into this season, there were so many, I think, unknowns about this team, you know, with the young guys. And I think probably even you weren't sure where you'd play or how much you'd play. And so when you're in a situation like that where you just don't know, does it, you know, you almost mentioned a little bit, does it almost take a little bit of the pressure off where you're just like, all right, I'm just going to go out and play and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, and our coaches run like a lot of different lineups. Mm-hmm. And so most of the time in the preseason, we were basically just told to go out there and do our best and kind of like make the best out of whatever we have. And so I think that kind of helps a lot of the guys just play free and play for themselves and do the best they can no matter what's going on around them.
You know, fans have gotten to see now, you know, a bit of Parker and George and Greg and Shane earlier in the season, but you've certainly gotten to know these guys pretty well in practices and training, everything like that. What, besides just on court, the way they hit, but I mean, what has impressed you most about this young group so far?
I think what's impressed me most is the way they've found their role on the team. Mm-hmm. And we moved into having three freshmen start and they all had to make a name and like find their position on the court. And putting that many new guys into a team definitely takes a lot of work and it takes like a lot of communication from their end, which like is tough for a freshman to come in and be in a leadership spot. And they're all in roles where they need to like make big points and come in clutch at times when we need them. And I think that's where I've seen the most improvement out of them.
You know, obviously last year, I mean, you guys had your own struggles, but you know, for the first time in 18, 19 years, it was somebody other than Penn State winning the league. And, you know, even though it wasn't you who did it make it feel like anything really is possible now in the EIVA, that the talent is a little more dispersed than it used to be? And you know, if a team like Mason can do it last year, why can't a Princeton do it this year?
Oh, absolutely. You've even seen it if you've been watching the rest of the EIVA matches that have opened up recently. There have been like five or six games that have gone to five sets. And like across the board, the whole league is a lot more even. And it honestly feels like anyone can win any match at any time.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because over the weekend, obviously, it was five set matches all over the place. And then, you know, even Tuesday night, you know, you beat NJIT in four, St. Francis beats Penn State in five, and now it feels like, it really does feel like it's wide open. But how much has it changed for you guys just in 5 or 6 days where, you know, you mentioned you felt like an underdog, but do you feel different now about the possibilities of what you guys can do this year?
Yeah, and one of the things that's, I think, changed the most is that usually when we go into the season, we go about thinking like, all right, Penn State's going to secure the first spot. And then we have to battle with like the other top teams like Harvard, Mason, whoever it may be that year for the remaining three spots to make it into the playoffs. And this year it's kind of like every match is going to be a battle and every team has the potential to make it into the playoff. So we can't like discount anyone and every match is going to be like fighting for our season.
I know you played Tuesday night. We're recording this Wednesday afternoon, so I'm sure you haven't done a whole lot on George Mason so far. But, you know, you saw this team last year. They return a lot of players. And typically, you know, Mason's been a team that has gradually improved throughout the season and you know, had a really versatile offense from last year. So kind of what are you expecting Saturday? And how important is it for you guys to possibly finish this homestand 3-1, beat the reigning champion, and really establish yourselves, not just to you, but to the rest of the league as a real challenger this year?
Yeah. So we know that Harvard beat Mason, so we would like to think that we can beat them too. But it's definitely going to be a battle. Mason always has a great team. And on top of that, they always play great against us, especially.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that a lot in the past. And they always step up, especially at our place. They're always fired up to come play us. But it would definitely be a great way to top off our play recently to get a win here against Mason.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.